I'm here with David O'Hurley. He's assistant manager, trainer, everything, psychology, coach. You're everything, David.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. Whatever needs to be done.
Listen, David, big victory up here. The scoreboard lying this here. It was 121-6, I think.
Yeah.
It ended up, I think the scoreboard guy gave up towards the end there because St Junans were in such control. And I just remarked to you there before I put on the mic that I was here last year and it was a dour enough game. St Junans just about doing what they needed to do. But that was a very different St Junans team today. And a lot of people are on about the county title from last year. Would it mean this team would open up and play? And it's certainly what they did today.
Well, you know, to be fair to Mundoran, I think that they're missing a lot of personnel from last year too, you know. But look, today, nice day. I suppose things went our way at times and possibly things didn't go Mundoran's way. But look, it's just another game. We prepare again for next week now.
Yeah, 11 different scores, David. I was chatting to Barney Kern there. You know, you talk about often players from the past there, one or two score getters and people they lock down, but it's looking like the Union's forward line that you're going to try and have to mark everybody. And then of course three of your lads come off the bench contributing to scores as well, so very positive from that outlook, particularly when you come up against maybe more heavy set defences as the championship goes on.
Well, that's the important thing. Like you need everyone chipping over with a couple of points a game, like you said it. Like if you have only one or two forwards and they're marked out of a game, you know, that's when your squad kicks into place. And we've talked about that all year, the importance of having a squad, you know, and lads coming off the bench and making an impact. And it's something we'll need moving forward.
Yeah. And are you enjoying it here, David? Obviously, the county title we were desperate for, I have to say, we there. I'm supposed to be impartial now, but that county title, 7 years, you know, and Union's coming so close the last number of years. You know, there was a real, I suppose, in the county, a bit of a buzz for this, because it was a young team coming through and the type of football was going to be played. Are you enjoying the challenge and looking forward to the rest of the championship?
Well, that's it. Look, I suppose the thing about our winter was, unfortunately, a couple of weeks after the county final win, you know, we were beaten by Glen, and that's the kind of thing that's driven us on over the winter. Look, the county final was great, but it's parked for us now, you know. It's a new year, and every day we take the pitch, you really do have to earn the right to win it, like, you know. So like I say, we'll move on now to the next game 3 and see who we get in the draw here.